For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. We're looking at the precious blood of Christ tonight, so let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you, Lord. Thank you for your word. Thank you for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is precious to us. Lord, and we ask you, help us to understand the word of God. Lord, give us understanding from the scriptures. We thank you that we have the Holy Ghost. He is our teacher. He teaches us the word of God, and we thank you, Lord, for that. We thank you that you are our Father. We thank you, Lord, and Jesus Christ is our Saviour. In Jesus' name, amen. The precious blood of Christ. So firstly, let's have a look in 1 Peter 1 verses 18 to 20. 1 Peter 1 verses 18 to verse 20. The scripture tells us in 1 Peter 1, starting at verse 18, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." So the Bible tells us that we have been redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, not with corruptible things, the scripture says, as silver and gold. So we have been redeemed with something that is precious and powerful, the blood of Christ, which he shed for us on the cross at Calvary. He shed his blood for us. Christ's blood is precious to us and has eternal power to cleanse from sin. The reason his blood is precious is because of the sin, because it has the redemptive power. It has the power to redeem. So we're going to look at the meanings of some words tonight, important biblical words, and one of those words is redeem. The word redeem means to purchase, to pay off, to buy, to clear by payment and recover by payment. The blood of Christ has the power to redeem. That means he's purchased us, praise God, by his own blood. So we are redeemed by the precious blood of Christ. The precious blood of Christ. His blood is unique. Unique. He was born of a virgin. His blood has not been tainted by the sin of man. So his blood is precious and unique. It has redemptive power. So if we want to understand more about this, let's have a look in Romans 6:23. Romans 6:23. The Bible tells us, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So the wages of sin is death. Now remember that Adam transgressed in the Garden of Eden, and that sin nature is passed along to every human being that is born. And that's why we need the Lord Jesus Christ and the cleansing and redemptive power of his blood to cleanse us from sin and enable us to be made new. Because remember that the Bible tells us the wages of sin is death. So there is a penalty to sin. Sin has a penalty, and that penalty is death. The wages of sin is death. So if God was going to have a relationship with mankind, as he originally intended when he created Adam in the Garden of Eden, then the price needed to be paid for that transgression that Adam did. So Adam died spiritually when he transgressed and disobeyed God. The wages of sin is death. And that's the whole reason the Lord Jesus Christ came, was to redeem mankind. Redeem mankind so that mankind could be once again reunited to the Lord and connected with the Lord spiritually, because it's sin that separates man from God. So the sin problem had to be dealt with. The sin problem of man had to be dealt with. So the blood of Christ is precious because of that sin problem, because it has the power to cleanse and it has the power to redeem, and it is the payment sufficient to make up for the sin of man separating man from God. And it is through receiving Jesus Christ as Saviour, and when the believer receives Christ as Saviour, that they are washed by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Holy Ghost does his work of making the spirit new, so that the sin nature is taken away and the new nature, the Bible tells us, the new creature is given to that person when they are born again. They are washed by the blood of Christ. Praise God. And that is the answer to the sin problem of man, is to come to the Saviour and allow themselves to be washed by the blood of Christ and be made new by the Holy Ghost. So receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as Saviour by faith. So it puts it into context for us. And we can say, why is blood so important? Well, the Lord tells us in the scriptures that blood means life. Blood means life. In Leviticus, you don't have to turn to this, but Leviticus 17, 11 and verse 14, it tells us that the life of the flesh is in the blood. So the penalty of sin is death, and death means that blood shed, the life has to be given. The life of the flesh is in the blood. So there had to be a sacrifice acceptable to pay the price for the sin of man. And the acceptable price was the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave willingly and shed for us. Praise God. And as I said, it alone has the redeeming power. It alone has the redeeming power. So we're thankful to God for what he's done. We're thankful that he saved us from the penalty of sin, which is death and eternal separation from God in hell. Through having Jesus Christ as our Saviour, we are saved. Saved from sin, saved from hell, redeemed from the curse. Praise God. And let's have a look at Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 22. And the scripture talks about these things in the book of Hebrews. Hebrews 9:22. And the scripture tells us, "And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without shedding of blood is no remission." So the Bible tells us, without shedding of blood is no remission. There's no remission without the bloodshed. So we can think back to the Old Testament and the Old Covenant, Now, in the Old Covenant, God desired that relationship with his people, Israel. So there still had to be a price that was paid. That price, that sacrifice that was paid was the yearly sacrifice, animal sacrifice. So it was done yearly. The high priest did that ceremony of offering the animal sacrifice for the children of Israel so that God could be their God and they could be his people. But it wasn't the same as the sacrifice that the Lord Jesus Christ did for us, because the blood of animals only covered the sins. It only covered the sins, but the sin nature of man was still there. So God said, God told them, do this. It just covers the sin, but it doesn't change the actual inner nature of man. Nevertheless, bloodshed was done. It was the animal sacrifice. And that's why Jesus is called the Lamb of God. He's the Lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. The animal sacrifice didn't have the power to do that. It just covered the sin so that God was able to have that relationship with his people, Israel. So we look at the word atone. Now, atone means to make amends or reparation for an offence or crime. Now, in the New Covenant, the eternally powerful, remember that's eternally powerful, blood of Christ cleanses us of sin, and the creature, man's spirit, is made new by the Holy Ghost. So there is a wonderful creative miracle that takes place when a person receives Jesus Christ as their Saviour. They're cleansed by the blood and made new by the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. But that is only since the Lord Jesus Christ died and rose again and paid the price for us that this wonderful creative work has been able to be done. Praise God. Praise God. So that puts it into perspective for us. Without the shedding of blood is no remission. So there had to be blood shed. And the Lord Jesus Christ, his blood was acceptable to God the Father. It was without sin, without sin. He was born of a virgin. It was not tainted with the sin of man, carried over from generation, father to son, parent to child, father to child, etc. His blood was without sin. Praise God. Matthew 26, 28. And this is what the Lord Jesus Christ said. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. So Jesus said that his blood was shed for many for the remission of sins. Praise God. Shed for many for the remission of sins. And we remember that as we celebrate the Lord's Supper. So as he was teaching his disciples about this and they were celebrating the Lord's Supper, he was reminding them that when you do that, this represents the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, shed for many for the remission of sins. So remission. Remission is cancellation of the debt or penalty. Remission, cancellation of the debt or penalty. Praise God. The remission of sins. And we won't turn to this, but Revelation 1 verse 5 says that we are washed from our sins by his blood. Washed from our sins by his blood. Praise God. So if we go back to Hebrews 9 verse 11 to 14... Hebrews 9, verse 11 to 14. And the scripture says, but Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if by the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctifieth to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? So Christ's blood is precious because it is eternally powerful. Jesus is our high priest, and he entered in once. Once. It is not something that had to be a continual sacrifice before the Lord, as in the Old Testament, once. His blood was sufficient to pay the price for the redemption of mankind. And it is eternally powerful. Praise God. He's our high priest, and he offered up his own blood. Jesus is our high priest, and he offered up his own blood. Praise God. His own blood. Praise the Lord. You are washed by the blood of Christ. Washed by the blood of Christ. Praise God. The cleansing power of the blood of Christ. If we have a look at Acts 20:28, and the scripture says in Acts 20:28, take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God which he hath purchased with his own blood. He has purchased the church with his own blood. Purchased you, purchased us. We are the church. Praise God, we are the church. And he has purchased us with his own blood out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of his dear Son. Redeemed from the curse, out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of his dear Son. Remember that and be thankful for it, that we have been purchased by the blood of Christ. There is nothing more precious, and he's paid the price. And remember that. It is eternally powerful. Praise God. His wonderful, pure blood has purchased us. Let's go to 1 John chapter 1, verse 7. And the scripture says here in 1 John 1:7, and remember this was written for the church. The scripture says, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Did you know that his blood is eternally powerful to cleanse from sin? So if us as believers transgress, we make a mistake, we sin before God, as a believer, the cleansing power of the blood of Christ is available to wash us from that transgression and sin and keep us sanctified before God, so that we walk on sanctified before the Lord. And he remembers that sin no more. Praise God. It is eternally powerful to cleanse us from sin. Praise the Lord. His blood is eternally powerful. And if we confess our sins to God, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us, the Bible says, from all unrighteousness. So the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. Praise God. The blood of Christ cleanses us. Forgiveness is available as a child of God. If you commit a sin, transgress before the Lord, confess it to the Lord. Confess it. And the blood of Jesus Christ has the power to cleanse us from all sin. Praise God. Praise the Lord. So it has the power to keep the believer sanctified. Sanctified means separate from sin and separated unto God. It has sanctifying power. Praise God. Praise the Lord. If we go to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 12. And the scripture tells us here in Hebrews 13, verse 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate. So his blood has the power to sanctify. Sanctify the people with his own blood. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We are thankful to the Lord for that, for the cleansing and sanctifying power of Christ's blood, the redemptive purchasing power of Christ's blood. Praise God. It matters to us, praise the Lord, that Jesus has paid the price with his own pure blood, precious blood. Let's go back to Romans and chapter 5, verse 9. The scripture says in Romans 5:9, much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. We are justified by the blood of Christ. Justified. Justified means made legally right before God. Legally right before God. Remember, the wages of sin is death. But Jesus was our substitute. Praise God. He bore the transgression of mankind and suffered the penalty. He suffered the full penalty, died on the cross, went to hell, rose again, suffered the full penalty for us so that we don't have to. That's God's mercy. That is God's mercy, and that is the gospel message, that salvation is available because Jesus Christ has done it for us and bore the penalty so that we can be reconciled to God and have eternal life. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So we are justified by the blood of Christ. And we also have peace with God. And we don't have to turn to it, but Colossians 1:20 tells us that we are reconciled to God the Father and have peace with God because of his blood. Praise God. Let's go to Ephesians 1 verse 7. Ephesians 1 verse 7, which says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Praise God. The forgiveness of sins, and it enables the believer to be nigh to God the Father. Nigh to God the Father. And another scripture we don't have to turn to, Ephesians 2:13 tells us that. We've been made nigh by the blood of Christ, the scripture says. Made nigh, close, made nigh by the blood of Christ. Praise God. And let's finish with Galatians 3:13. Galatians 3:13, which says, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. Do you know that he has redeemed you from the curse?
Yes.
By the shedding of his own blood? And do you know that redemption from the curse is being saved from sin? It is also being redeemed from sickness. It is being redeemed from poverty. It is being redeemed from all of the curse.
Yes.
Praise God. Full redemption, full salvation. These wonderful things are available in our salvation. We have been redeemed from the curse. Praise God. Let's think on that. Let's remember that, and let's give thanks to God that Jesus shed his blood and we are redeemed from the curse of the law, redeemed from things that come against us of the enemy, sickness, sin, poverty. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. Praise God. Redeemed because Jesus Christ shed his blood, and his blood has purchased us. We are now God's people, God's children. You are God's child. You are in the kingdom of God. No longer in the kingdom of darkness. Jesus Christ is your Lord. You are in the kingdom of God. And God takes care of you. Praise the Lord. God takes care of you now. So let's close in prayer. We thank the Lord for what he's done. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you and we thank you, Lord, for the precious blood of Christ, Lord, which has redeemed us. And we thank you, Lord, it sanctifies us. Praise the Lord. We are justified by his blood. We are redeemed from the curse of the law. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the relationship that we have with you. Because Jesus Christ is our Saviour. Jesus Christ is our Saviour. We thank you, Lord. We love the Lord Jesus Christ and we thank you for what he has done. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.